Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
I know. Kevin did, too.
I would have been here sooner, but that elevator's slow.
I know it is. Kevin overslept today, so there. Oh, I just busted him on the air. I probably wasn't supposed to do that.
That's okay.
No, okay. That's all right.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's summertime. Things change.
I screwed up.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, appreciate you making it in here this morning. I'd like to go back to last week. One of the things that y'all decided that you were going to take a look at was feral cats and how they were treated within the city of Bryan, with maybe a possible change to your animal ordinance. What did you hear there, and what were your thoughts?
Well, we're looking at our trap and release program and changing that. We've had a lot of people over the years approach the city about catching these the feral cat cats in our community and spay and neutering them and then releasing them back into their colonies. Right now it's against city ordinance to do so, so we've been looking at changing that. It's not an additional expense to the city of Bryan. It's basically just a lot of organizations and individuals that care about the feral cat population, and it could reduce the cat population in our shelters, which costs the taxpayers $80-$90 per animal. So if we can reduce the pet population, then that could be a positive for the city of Bryan. So the whole council is very supportive of changing this, and we're hoping to come back here in the next 30 days with the new ordinance.
Sure. And I know that you've made mention in chambers and during the council meetings, and you also talked about a little bit here that you're looking at a new facility, an expanded facility to do things. I did notice, I guess, last week that again they were having kind of a fire sale on animals at your animal center, and there's nothing you can do about nature. That's just going to happen. Those numbers are going to go up. But in the interim, you are where you are now, and the idea of if we started today, we'd probably be at least 2 years away from having a new facility. Do you see that there's some sort of a plan that Bryan can, in the interim, handle the increasing animal populations that you've got?
Well, that gives me many things to talk about. Of course, we've got the dog days of summer going on.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now, so we have dog and puppy adoptions for $10 at the animal center. So we are running some specials.
Right.
We have had an influx of dogs and cats here recently in Bryan, and so we're doing all we can to adopt those animals out. We're also talking about extending the amount of the number of animals that each individual in the city can have.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's four. We have many people that would like to adopt more animals, but I would like maybe five or six. I think there are some owners that are bad owners with one animal, and there's some owners that are bad owners with 20 animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just because you have six doesn't mean you're a bad owner. We have
sure.
a lot of people that foster animals in the city of Bryan, and so that's something else that we're looking at possibly amending also.
Right. Like for you to expand, Jason Bynski joining us this morning, like for you to expand a little bit about the discovery that a business in Bryan had, in fact, overpaid their taxes. Now, again, it happens, but I guess the numbers involved were kind of stunning, and obviously, by law, you really need to get that money back to those people.
Yeah, it's it happens from time to time. We've had several over the past few years. We haven't had any over $600,000
yeah.
That I can ever recall, Scott. This goes to show the job that the council and the staff does to keep a minimum of 60 days reserves. But here over the past few years, we've been 90 days plus, 90 to about 105 days plus. So when we have council members that are talking about reducing our reserves to that 60-day minimum that our city requirements have in place, when you have some little surprises like an additional $600,000 that has to come out of the reserves, then that can throw you off budget.
It's kind of like in your household budget, if the transmission goes out in the car, it's an expense that you really hadn't planned on.
It's a big expense.
Yeah.
Our staff has done all they can to double-check the report and do what they can on their end, and we best have this money in or we pay like a $12,000 penalty. So
mm-hmm.
There are companies in town that work with consultants that look at the dollars that they pay and may find something that they didn't have to pay sales tax on. And so the money is due back to the state, and we do have the money in reserves to pay for it, and it'll be taken care of.
Sure. So, well, again, just those kind of things happen. It's just when the numbers get to be that big. Now, as we get into summertime and obviously facilities needing to be used, pools and parks and that sort of situation, where are we there? I know that you've got a lot of summer programs that go on, but still, those facilities, are we seeing that possibly their age is showing up and there may be some maintenance that you didn't necessarily have planned for?
Well, over the past 2 years, we've been doing some ongoing maintenance on our pools. We're also looking at expanding some of our pools and facilities there. We've been talking about some of those over the past few months. Should have a new pool opening up this time next year at City Thomas Park. And we do have plenty of summer. You keep throwing these curves here. So we do have summer programs available.
No, they're going to be in DeMar to talk about that. You don't have to hawk that. No, you don't have to hawk that. We don't
Brian
have to do
Thunderbolts,
that.
Our track clubs, BrianTX.gov for more information of all our summer programs going on. I'm amazed at what our Parks and Recreation Department does over the summers for not just the children but for the adults in Bryan. So there's plenty of programs going on, but a lot of opportunities for the citizens.
Jason Baiski joining us this morning. A couple of weeks ago when you were here, we talked about the West Side, the Walmart development, and how you were able to push that really ahead of the curve of what normal growth would be because you had an opportunity and you strike when the iron's hot. But let's go back and shift our attention over to the Target Center and in that area there. Now, granted, you've got Stripes and you've gotten a couple of restaurants in there and you've got a hotel there. But the center itself where Target is really not built out that much. And how many years are we? 3 years into that now. So that has probably not reached its potential. And at this point, are we seeing that that's really been a good decision?
Well, if we didn't have the TIF in place, you know, that was right before the market kind of crashed, real estate market went down, we would have had that Target on the east side of town. That has been a good addition for our citizens of Bryan, and not only for the citizens on the east side of Bryan, for the citizens on the east and south side of College Station. I know a lot of our friends and family use it outside of Bryan. We have a new hotel that's proposed right next to the Target, and there's about a 200-acre development that's in the proposal in design work right now behind Target, kind of south of the Target location all the way to University Drive. So you're going to see a big boom in development in that area here in just the next few years because we've already entered into discussions with new developers. That property is changed management. I think it's changed ownership. There's a new apartment complex across the street, some new development across the street that's going in. But right next to the Target, behind Cracker Barrel, I think there's an extended stay Hilton that's going in there, a Hilton brand hotel. And then a lot of development. You'll see residential, retail, commercial, and possibly parks in that location.
Jason Baiski joining us this morning. I guess I want to zero in finally on retail itself. I mean, it's great to have the hotels coming in, and we need those, and it's especially important for Bryan because your hot dollars will continue to go up, and that can be spread out, and we, as the folks who pay taxes or live in Bryan, can benefit. But when it actually comes to a retail environment, and certainly nothing about Bryan specifically, but tell me what you feel like the feeling is in the Bryan College Station area as to retail, actual dollars and cents retail, finished goods. What's the environment in Bryan College Station in your view right now?
Well, it's you have 50 plus thousand college students in Bryan College Station. That always contributes to retail success. Retail has always done better in Bryan College Station than some other communities in Texas. We have the Bryan Business Council that helps us with retail development and potentially recruiting retail establishments here. So we're always working to bring in. I had two or three people just in the past few weeks mention we need another entertainment venue for the kids here for birthday parties and weekend functions and pizza place, so to speak. So we've been working on trying to bring one of those entertainment venues here to Bryan. So our Bryan Business Council has helped us before. We're also looking at possibly redeveloping some of the older corridors in Bryan, Texas Avenue, Briarcrest, and some of those areas, and seeing what we can do to work with those businesses and fill in some of those empty boxes.
Sure. Jason Maskey joining us finally this morning. Of course, City of Bryan, along with College Station and others, sponsoring the big fireworks celebration that's going to be taking place out at the Bush Library and Museum. Nice that we don't have a burn ban this year. We actually can have plenty of fireworks to celebrate the 4th. What else you got for us that you want to share today?
Well, I guess we can't receive sales tax off the fireworks since they're outside of the city limits.
We can't do that. That's true. That'd be too bad.
Since we've had a wet year, I'm hoping that the families and the children will enjoy the fireworks this year. July is National Parks and Recreation Month, and to celebrate, the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a Moonlight movie series on Tuesdays in July. So the first one kicks off July 7th at Tanglewood Park, and we'll be showing Goonies. Movies start at dusk, and there are kid activities and concessions, snow cones, beginning at 6:30. So families are encouraged to bring their blankets, chairs, picnics, and outdoor necessities. Of course, the Bryan Animal Center is celebrating the dog days of summer. Discounted adoptions up until August 1st. It specifically talks about dogs and puppies are currently $10, but we have plenty of kittens and cats available for adoption also. July 11th, Clarabee Mouths Library, there's a free adult program for the audio celebration of Kate Rude, audio recording star who has narrated over 250 titles of for the children, young adults, and adult books. So that'll be going on at the Clare Mounts Library. Also, Scott, I know we're talking about the 4th of July this Saturday, this weekend, but Friday is First Friday in downtown.
That's
Bryan.
Right. So absolutely.
So you can celebrate the 4th of July with your family on Saturday and come out this Friday to downtown Bryan for many celebrations and wonderful activities in downtown Bryan for First Friday. And again, encourage everyone to log on to BryanTX.gov for some of our summer programs going on. Again, if you're trying to figure out what to do with your children, like I am, there's a lot of great programs going on right now, not only for the children of Bryan, but for the adults. So log on to BryanTX.gov, and happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming in this morning, Jason. That's Jason Maskey, Mayor of Bryan. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.